Good morning, everybody. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting here with John Hockenberry. It has been nearly 8 months since the November elections, and finally some election news from Minnesota.
Ours is a government of laws, not men and women. The Supreme Court of Minnesota has spoken. I respect its decision, and I will abide by its result. It's time for Minnesotans to come together under the leaders it has chosen and move forward.
Norm Coleman, former Republican senator and incumbent from Minnesota, he's handed over the keys to his kingdom. Really, he's handed over the leather-bound cushion to his Senate seat to Al Franken. Well, joining us this morning with her thoughts on what kind of senator the former funny man will be is J. Newton Small, my Senate gaggle pal and Washington reporter for Time Magazine. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Todd.
Good morning. Still with us also is our friend Tom Scheck, reporter for Minnesota Public Radio and the Pollinot blogger. Tom, I want to start with you. You said you have a six-month-old son.
Not named Al Franken, right?
Nor Norm Coleman.
who was still in the womb when this election night happened, but have you gotten much more sleep than your six-month-old son? I mean, have you slept at all?
It's been actually a pretty quiet month after this. You know, it was a big rush going up till June 1st. The Supreme Court heard the oral arguments on Norm Coleman's legal appeal when he challenged this in court. And then for the last 30 days, it was pretty much sit by the computer and hit refresh to see when that ruling was going to come out. So the last month has been a little bit quiet.
Have you slept since yesterday, though?
Not much.
Okay.
Not much.
Tom, you've been on the show lots of times and have described a sense of frustration and desire for resolution there in Minnesota. Is there just a sigh of relief, even from people maybe who might have voted for Coleman?
Yeah, you could sense that. You know, even yesterday, Norm Coleman was kind of like, you know, it's time to move on. Let's get this over with. Most folks were ready for this to be over probably about by February, but they all knew that, you know, okay, there's this legal process that moves forward. And even Norm Coleman could sense that, okay, if he tried to appeal this on the federal level in federal court, that, you know, his political future would be over.
Right. You started to have sort of a sense of not if,
well,
but,
when. That raises a quick question. Tom, quickly, we want to get to Jay here, though. Do you have a sense that in this intervening period, has Al Sharpton gained more than his 312 votes?
Al Sharpton?
Al Franken. Has Al Franken... there you go. Has Al Franken gained more than his 312 votes?
I think that one thing he's going to be working on, and he has been working in teams of key constituent service. He's hired a state director, he's hired a chief of staff, and he's kind of like hit the ground running, you know, since probably about February when the recount pretty much was done. You know, so he has been working to try and hit the ground running when he goes to the Senate. I think a lot of people are going to wait and see to see what kind of senator he's going to be. He's been pretty careful to say, I am not going to be the 60th Democratic vote, which you guys talked about earlier. Instead, he's going to be the second senator from Minnesota. So he's already downplaying that filibuster-proof majority that the Democrats could have. Instead, he's moving and shifting towards the, you know, I'm going to be the second senator from Minnesota and I'm going to work for you attitude.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tom. We were about to play beautiful tape of Al Franken saying exactly that, but you've done it for him, Jay. So, Jay, I want to turn that to you. Imagine you had just heard, we all heard Al Franken say that at his press conference, that exactly what Tom said. I'm going to Washington not to be the 60th Democratic senator, parentheses for Harry Reid and Dick Durbin, but to be the second senator from Minnesota. So, but everybody's talking about that 60th vote. What do you make of Al Franken and the 60 vote threshold that everyone's talking about?
Well, I mean, look, 60 is the new 50 as far as the Democrats and the Senate are concerned. You've got two other senators, Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts and Senator Bob Byrd of West Virginia, who are both on indefinite medical leave. Bob Byrd's got a staph infection. He just got out of hospital yesterday, in fact, although he's not expected back anytime soon. And neither is Ted Kennedy, who, of course, is out on sick leave for a brain tumor. So at best, they actually only have 58 votes. So they've still got some work to do in order to prevent actual filibusters.
And
but
even
it
with
does
just,
help them.
Well, even with just 58, though, what about these big issues this summer that we're all talking about? Climate change, health care. On a lot of these gigantic issues, they're not really party line. I mean, 60 is not necessarily all that magical when you have a lot of Democrats who aren't necessarily towing the line.
No, look, you've got, I mean, there's block of moderates, the gang of seven that's working on health care right now, which includes at least four moderate Democrats who've all sort of said we're going to vote together, which really doesn't help you. I mean, they remove more in blocks in the center than they do at the fringes, and Al Franken is certainly going to be one of the more liberal senators in the Democratic caucus. So it's going to be still more about convincing the Ben Nelsons from Nebraska and the Arlen Specters from Pennsylvania and the really moderate Democrats to vote with the rest of the group. And again, like you said, global warming is a very regional problem. People in the coal states have very different ideas than people in the Rust Belt. So that doesn't really break down along party lines either.
You've got a lot of moderate kingmakers in those issues, not necessarily party line controllers. Well, hey Tom, in Minnesota, on these big issues that everyone's – the Obama agenda this summer, health care, climate change, of course, there's going to be the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor. Have Minnesotans been given expectations about where Al Franken is going to be on these issues?
Well, he's going to be moving pretty closely to President Obama, and it's pretty clear. I mean, President Obama won Minnesota by more than 10 percentage points. Al Franken won by 312 votes. So he's going to be moving closely to President Obama. He talked about health care. He talked about the seating of Sonia Sotomayor, and he talked about the fact that, you know, there should be quality education for schools. So he's going to be moving that way. Now, he also did mention that on some things he may depart from President Obama's agenda, but on the key issues, he said he's going to be standing with him.
All right, Tom, and back on the race real quick. You know, as long as this went on for nearly 6 months, it seemed that Franken and Coleman managed not to get too terribly ugly with each other, and it seemed to come to a nice culmination last night when Coleman finally conceded. Take a listen to this from Al Franken.
It was just a really nice moment between two people who really fought hard, and he couldn't have been more gracious.
I think he's talking about the phone call that he had with Norm Coleman when he conceded.
But, you know, the question now, Tom, is what role do you see for Al Franken in the Senate? Is this something where he has to maintain a reputation? And Jay, you could answer this as well. I mean, he's not going to run for six more years. What kind of a senator do you think, and do Minnesotans think, Al Franken's going to be?
Well, Al Franken has said that he's going to try and follow the model that Hillary Clinton followed, which is she was already a pretty well-known commodity when she went into the Senate, and she worked really hard to try and gain the respect of the body and the folks in the Senate. So he's going to move in terms of that. He's going to move that way. One other thing, though, he is already looking 6 years down the road. I mean, it was like 2 or 3 hours after he pretty much won the election. He's already sent out a fundraising email to supporters saying, okay, you know, we won, this is great, but we still got to pay for the recount, and we still got to pay for all these other bills that we have.
And you talk of fundraising, Jay, John asked a good question, and the corollary to it is, like Hillary Clinton, Al Franken is famous, and he's coming to the Senate very, very last in seniority, but probably the second most famous senator. I would say second to probably John McCain. Al Franken
Kennedy,
is the biggest, and Ted Kennedy. Probably the biggest name. How does he navigate that in a Senate that can be pretty jealous of newcomers?
Sure. Like, he's already said that he's going to, like, we asked for an interview, Time Magazine, every morning show, Good Morning America, everybody asked for interviews. He's already turned all of them down. He's not doing any national press.
Really?
He's just doing local press.
Turned us down, too.
Yeah.
He's trying to...
we're national.
He's trying trying to keep as low a profile as possible to begin with, but that doesn't mean that he's going to be a great draw at fundraisers for Democrats across the country. I don't think you'll see him on Saturday Night Live anytime soon, but you're certainly going to see him headlining a lot of banquets.
So this is our last day to do all the Al Franken great Saturday Night Live audio clips.
Well, Jay, do you think that he has to avoid, when at the press gaggles and the times when he's in front of the mics, does he have to studiously avoid funny, or is he allowed to be funny?
Well, we'll see, right? Soon enough, but next week. But
I hope he's a little bit funny. I mean, you know, he's a funny guy. It makes work fun, doesn't it?
Jay, what do you think of this Hillary Clinton model? Do you think that's legitimate? And if you had to write a book, would it be It Takes a Village of Big Fat Idiots? I mean, what does he do here?
It takes a village of 312 Minnesotans.
There you go. I mean, but do you think Hillary Clinton's a good model for Al Franken?
Yeah, I mean, or Barack Obama followed the same model when he got into the Senate, too, and that is keep a low profile, be humble. You know, whenever anyone asks you to help out, help out. Hillary and Obama both did a lot of stumping for candidates in 2006 when they were asked. So just kind of, you know, tail between the legs, say thank you very much, be a humble pie, and that's how you succeed in the Senate.
Tom, can I ask you, political reporters in Minnesota striving for relevance for the next 6 months, what are you guys going to do?
we're going to take a break. I mean, everyone's been watching this. I mean, we've been following the Senate race forever, and now we're pretty much moving to the governor's race in 2010. But I think everyone's saying right now, okay, we're going to do the day two stories, and then we're pretty much going to take a break.
And real quick, has Pawlenty reacted to this real quick?
He's going to sign the election. Actually, he signed the election certificate last night. They faxed it to the Senate, and this thing is pretty much done. Harry Reid's spokesman told me that Franken will be sworn in early next week.
Early next week. All right. Minnesotans relieved. The Senate expecting former funny man and newly minted serious senator.
Straight man.
The straight man, Al Franken, Tom Scheck from Minnesota Public Radio, and J. Newton Small from Time Magazine, who covers the Senate. Thank you both for joining us.
You got it.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.